Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. You know, I really enjoy these individual episodes of being able to talk with you and share the information that I've learned over the years. And many of the things that we experience in business are not just learned, they're not just information that you can get in a book, but they're actual experiences. And when you get enough experiences, we certainly should pass those along to other people that we know, you know, other people that we have dealings with. We sit down with lunch to lunch with someone, which we should be doing, and talking to other business people and talking about our experiences. And one of the experiences that's happening today has changed completely. You know, once upon a time, and I think I've mentioned in past episodes that my father came from a little town outside of Pittsburgh called East Pittsburgh. Oh, I don't know, it was about 25 or 30 miles from Pittsburgh. And as you walk down the street, I mean, I can see it in my head. I can tell you where the drugstore was, the chicken store, the fruit store, the tailor. I can tell you where Wolfie's funeral home was, the bar was. I mean, I can see the whole thing in my mind. And when you walk down the street, you know you probably need the chiropractor because you were nodding your head and saying hello to everybody. Everybody knew everybody, and parking meters were a penny. Can you imagine? And today, if you would go to that same spot, you probably wouldn't find that people know each other. That's the thing that's happened with social media. Social media is an absolutely incredible, it's an incredible tool. It's just absolutely an incredible community. It gives us the opportunity to reach out. I mean, there are people that you can talk to all day long on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, and people will know who you are. But what happens is there is a certain amount of disconnect that happens with social media. We don't have that personal understanding, that personal contact. So when you're doing business and when you're prospecting, what are your expectations? What expectations do you have of the prospects for your company? Do you expect that you're just going to call them up and they're going to say, wow, you know what? I've heard about you. I want to talk to you. Do you expect that they're just going to want to do business with you? Because of our disconnected world and the world that we live in, unfortunately, the prospects become disconnected too. Everybody is bombarded with messages. Everybody is bombarded with sales pitches and phone calls. You have to have something special. Because the world is the way it is, and because social media has made us less connected than more connected, the world doesn't care about you. There might be a certain group of people that care about you. Maybe you can call your family. Your mother still loves you. She's still there for you. Your brothers and sisters will always have your back. But the rest of the world just doesn't have the same connection, and neither do your prospects. So when you're talking to your prospects, you have to be able to give them something. You have to be able to get their attention. You have to be able to get it quickly. You have to be able to show them that you are going to bring something to them that's going to absolutely be valuable to their business. If not, there's just no way in the world that they're going to be interested in talking to you. Too many things going on, too much. And that's why I'm always talking about improving your presentation, improving your sales presentation, your marketing materials, improving how you talk to people, understanding what your potential customer or client needs, really going after it. Remember, we need them. There is so much competition today, they do not need us. We have to show them that by working with us, we are going to help them become more successful and more profitable, which in turn is going to make our companies more successful and more profitable. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.